Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah Hazrat Aqdas Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Aqdas Sahib Nawar Allahu Marqadahu, and the title is Nafs Dushman Hai Dushman Guna Shadkar. Apne Malik Se Uth Kar Ke Faryad Kar. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر حمد سے اس زبان کو تو حمد کر حمد سے اس زبان کو تو حمد کر سر کو چوکٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر سر کو چوکٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر قلب و جا کو تو اس در پہ آباد کر قلب و جا تو اس در پہ آباد کر اور سکون دل و جان کو خلاد کر اور سکون دل و جان کو خلاد کر
اپنی خوشیوں کو خاطر تو برباد کر، اپنی خوشیوں کو خاطر تو برباد کر، اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر، اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فن یاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر۔
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، ما بعد. This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Zada Sheikh Hari Billah, Rume Waqt Abrezi Zamana, Mujaddid Zamana, Hazrat Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allah Marqalahu, Hazrat has titled this beautiful bayan and presented it in poetic form to show us how enjoyable our deen is, and the only way to get peace and happiness in this world and everlasting enjoyment of the hereafter is that a person must be conscious of this reality, that who is our enemy and how to make our enemy destroy our enemy. Hazrat says, nafs dushman hai, dushman ko nashad kar. The problems that come into us in the world, we all get worried what is going to happen. Here Hazrat is telling us that our real enemy is nobody but myself. That is my own nafs, my own passion, my desires, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created as such to test us. وَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Allah ta'ala says, O insan, what has put you into deception? See how beautifully I have made you. I have put desires in your heart to commit sin, but I gave you that ability that you can stay away from sin. So there is no question that a person cannot stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How we get involved in the disobedience of Allah, and Allah ta'ala is Haleem. Allah ta'ala is very, very tolerant. Allah gives lot of respite till the last moments. And when a person goes beyond the limit, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says clearly, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَوِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. That whatever difficulty comes to you, then it is your own hands' earnings. That is you making your enemy happy, your own desires, your passions, how you want to live your own life, and you're not bringing your desires under control. And for that, you need the guide of the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need a sheikh to be all the time overlooking us and all the time be in that company so that the strength of yours can grow all the time. So as Allah Ta'ala says that, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَوِمَا كَسَّبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. It is your own hands, your own earnings that has brought this difficulty and this condition upon you. And so don't blame anybody. Today we'll say the Jewish lobby, whoever, they are our enemies. But in reality, our real enemy is myself. As Hazrat explained so beautifully, even in a home or whatever, that you blame somebody else. You point one finger to somebody, there's three fingers pointing to myself. So I have to look at myself. And most important is, we are committing haram myself, to, first of all, the most. So Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq to realize that acknowledge the fact, Ya Allah, I am living in your disobedience. Please forgive me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has encouraged us so beautifully. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. That person who transgresses himself so much that you break the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you break the rights of other fellow human beings, etc. And now, if that you get the realization
that you're going to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And before that, Allah ta'ala is so kind. إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِعَبْدِي خَيْرًا قَجَّلَ لَهُ الْعُقُوبَةَ فِي الدُّنْيَا. When Allah ta'ala desires good with any person, Allah brings conditions in this world already, so that you realize, you make tawbah, you make istighfar. And if you don't still make istighfar, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves you. And the punishment of the year after, there's no return. We can't come back. So Hazrat is telling us that nafs-e dushman hai, dushman ko nashad kar. Your enemy is your own passion, your desires. Why are you making your enemy happy? Just feeding it what you want to, and living a lifestyle what you want to. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system is, وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْضَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا. That if you are oppressing yourself, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and over reminds us, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّي فَعَرَّضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ. Who can be a greater oppressor, that you are reminded that what type of lifestyle I'm leading, and am I loving the obedience of Allah ta'ala, or breaking the laws, or worse, that I'm breaking the commands of Allah and trying to justify my sin, and trying to prove that there is difference of opinion or whatever. Acknowledge that I am breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala has kept the doors of tawbah wide open till our last moment. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns that if you don't make tawbah and you delay, then that evil becomes entrenched in your heart, and that becomes enrooted in your heart, and then you don't get tawfiq to make tawbah. Allah save me, all of us. So Hazrat is saying, when you're making your enemy happy, Allah's system is, وَأَنْتُمُ الْعَلَوْنِ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah send us in the world as believers, that is to dominate and show the world, show mankind how to love and become the obedient slaves of Allah. And as long as we are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as in Surah Al-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains so beautifully, it is only the demand of the mercy of Allah, that Allah ta'ala created the system of the world for who? Khalaqal insan. But before Allah mentioned that we created insan, Allah ta'ala mentioned that how you should live on this earth. Ar-Rahman, Allama al-Qur'an. Allah ta'ala, out of His mercy, Allah ta'ala taught us Qur'an-i-Kareem, the greatest ni'mat, which is that batini, that ni'mat which is what in the heart of a person, and revealed directly into the heart of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, directly from Allah ta'ala. So this connection with Allah ta'ala is only through the man of Allah ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala explains, if you don't love according to Qur'an-i-Kareem, Qur'an-i-Kareem doesn't become part of our life. Not only reciting Qur'an-i-Kareem and beautiful recitation, we heard the imams and in the hifz class, all that being recited. But unfortunately, myself, I must check, am I loving according to Qur'an-i-Kareem? In other words, upholding the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Mufassirin have explained so beautifully that you can only enjoy the ni'mat of Allah when Allah gives you existence. But dear Allah ta'ala mentioned the ni'mat of Qur'an-i-Kareem before khalaq al-insan. In other words, when Allah ta'ala gives you existence and you don't appreciate the ni'mat of Qur'an-i-Kareem, then you're not worth being called a human being. And that is what brings evil and destruction on the face of the earth. So Hazrat explains, what is the way out? Very easy, simple. Myself, first of all, I am the worst sinner on the face of the earth, so should realize, apne malik se utkar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajda mein ro ro ke abad kar. Very easy to solve our matters. We don't have to look to any other sources, any other strategies like the shaitan and all his allies. We have to come back to and fafirru ila Allah. Run to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Who is going to forgive us besides Allah? Who is going to sort out the problems besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Everything, every split moment, we are directly in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah has made all the arrangements for every goodness of ours of in this world also, and most important, everlasting enjoyment of the year after. So Hazrat says, the solution is, now get up at least, middle of the night, especially in this winter night. The Sehri ends very late. 5:33 Sehri is only ending. Who can't get up before that? Make 2 rakats tahajjud. Cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat says, put your head down in sajda and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, I have wasted my life. And this is the time now, we have entered into the year 1448 already. and the year is also going so fast. 8 days already now. And we are, let me myself think, that if I decide to make hijrat now, the real hijrat is that I must move away from my evil lifestyle and turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala won't say that, where were you till today? Allah ta'ala opens his arms, so to say, openly from us, for us. And not only Allah ta'ala forgives us, Allah ta'ala makes us his close friends. And that is now a person starts becoming conscious that I must follow the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat says that now that you have inhabited, that all the enemies have inhabited your place, and now you're crying, what must I do? It's your own fault. You're giving your nafs, who is now, you handed it over to shaitan. Now turn yourself. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by coming into the company of the men of Allah. And Allah has brought us in this Mubarak Majlis, and the majalis of the Ahlullah, and they all teach us the same thing, that we have to turn to Allah, make tawbah, make istighfar, and that is the only solution for each and every person's individual life and collective life also, and for the whole ummah. Then Hazrat explained that why now you land into problems, because now when you feed your nafs, your desires, then your ruh becomes weak, and now your ruh is supposed to be the driving force. It can't control your body, and you're going in the wrong direction. So cry to Allah Ta'ala, and then come into these majalis where you will get the real medicine. Ruh ko noor-e taqwa se tu shaad kar. Nafs dushman hai, dushman ko na shaad kar. It's just logical. Your desires, your passions, in other words, to love a life of what you want to, even in ibadat also, we have to be careful. The man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, a pious servant of Allah ta'ala says that I know exactly that I have done something wrong when my horse is not galloping properly. That I know. So it's not that I should be blaming anybody else. I myself, first of all, talking to myself, and we all should all take our own introspection and see that this year is already moving. Did I make some resolutions now? It's time that I must turn to Allah Ta'ala, beg Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. So when something goes wrong in our life, even whether the car is not starting, everything is only in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So immediately, astaghfirullah, and begging Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, then see how Allah Ta'ala will open and make the asbab. And then we'll realize the asbab also are not arbab. These are the means Allah Ta'ala is testing us. Are you going to put your trust back into the means? And after your matter is solved, then forget what kind of problem happened to you. No, we should now realize that our enemy, our nafs, and obviously shaitan, who led shaitan astray? There was no shaitan before him. So shaitan, his work is just to whisper. And our work is to come in the company of the friends of Allah and fill our ruh with the noor of taqwa. In other words, come in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Gain the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like Allah ta'ala explains in Surah Ar-Rahman, over and over, فَبِعِيِّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ مَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. What ni'mat of Allah ta'ala. One ni'mat, a person will realize it's impossible, ya Allah. The whole creation put together, particularly insan and jinnat, for whom Allah created this whole world, if we all together were never able to make shukr and iota of shukr of one ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And how beautifully Mufassirin explained what arrangements Allah Ta'ala made for all our goodness, and we still don't appreciate the ni'mat of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala sends wake up calls. And if we still don't wake up, Allah Ta'ala in a previous surah, reminds us, فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عَذَابِي وَنُزُرْ. Don't you see how my punishment came? You are people like millions compared to the previous nations. They love the life as if they owning the world. Allah sent warnings and warnings over them. They did not take heed. So Allah Ta'ala give me, all of us, tawfiq and understanding that realize we are only every split moment. It is only through the mercy that we are existing. So it's only logical that we should become the true lovers and obedient slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, don't make your enemy happy, that is your nafs. Rather, fill your ruh now with this great wealth of taqwa, that is the love of Allah Ta'ala. In the love of Allah Ta'ala, realize a child who became disobedient to his mother, still that child will come knocking 2 o'clock at the door and crying to the mother, please open. She'll say, I'm sick of you. Say, but I got nowhere to go. That mother's heart, how it melts. All the hearts of the mothers, more beloved than that, and more merciful than that is Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah is created, the embodiment of mercy. So Allah Ta'ala wants us to turn and turn our direction, come back onto the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make tawbah, make istighfar, and encourage one another with good, and prevent one another from evil, and see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat will come down again. And whatever the wamakaru wamakar Allah, let them plan. Allah's planning is the best. Allah Ta'ala says, even if they're planning sins, that the zula minul jibal, it's like it will move mountains. But for Allah, when you turn to Allah Ta'ala, then all these forces are not even like flies. They are not like spider webs. But provided myself sincerely, we turn to Allah, we beg Allah Ta'ala, connect ourselves to the Ahlullah, make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, which is the food of the heart and the soul. The Qur'an-i Kareem, recite it daily. We have to turn to Allah by coming to the masjid 5 times a day. Wad jamaat, takbir-e-ula. Then Hazrat says, what will happen? Dil ko noor-e-khuda se tu abad kar. Aur gunao ke khaish ko barbad kar. Now automatically you realize, what has caused the destruction, what has caused the destruction to me? It is all my desires, my passion, this three type of lifestyle. Now you'll destroy that. In other words, how a person says, I just can't help looking at sports. I can't help looking at human, aliyazu billah. How you look, the same way you can stop looking. And Allah Ta'ala made it so easy. If a person sees the wind storm blowing, then he'll close his eyes. And if it's blowing, it's even hitting him on the face, he'll even cover his face. But so, more worse than the wind storms is all this haram woman walking on the street, etc. And worse that, this haram entertainment of sports, when we in such conditions and we still got time for that, then Allah Ta'ala says, we are playing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَمْ يُسِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا. Don't be adamant, you're making, you're reading astaghfirullah, but you're still watching your sports, you're still watching and keeping up with the scores, etc. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us, that we make sincere tawbah, beg Allah for forgiveness, and Allah Ta'ala's doors of mercy are very wide open. Hazrat says, when you have filled now your heart, dil ko noor e khuda se tu abad kar. When you have now inhabited your heart with the noor of Allah, and that is the recognition of Allah Ta'ala, the obedience of Allah. Myself, I should ponder and think, did I make my zikr of Allah today? 100 times, la ilaha illallah. 100 times, astaghfar, durood, upon our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ihsan of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can never pay Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for his ihsan. And sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, when they were brought out of this darkness, and then Quran Sharif penetrated their heart, then Allah Ta'ala in this world already announced what honor Allah has given them in the year after. In this world, then they walked through countries and people were happy. We want to live under such people. Allah give me tawfiq and understanding that this is the only solution for all of us. Then Hazrat explained, now a person, when your heart is filled with the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then hum se us zubah ko tahammad kar. Sar ko chokat pe unko sajjad kar. Now your tongue should be wet with the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, subhanallah, la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. On one occasion, Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam told sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anum that put on your, take your armor. Sahaba were trained for jihad. In other words, whoever wants to break the laws of Allah and don't want to live like obedient slaves, then such rots are not worth, Allah save me, all of us, are not worth being living on the earth of Allah Ta'ala. So they asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam immediately, what armor should we put on? Is an army coming to Medina Sharif to attack us? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, put on your armor against the fire of Jahannam. That is even worse. Hazrat teaches us, today we think Jahannam is just a word. We don't realize the gravity of it. When you go into the grave, you realize what a grave error I did to live my life according to my desires. Then they asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how are we going to put on that armor? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, very easy. Just recite, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, and Allah Ta'ala's rahmat will come. So like that, Hazrat is saying, now make your tongue busy all the time with the third kalima, with astaghfar. then people will say, this is Hammad, this person is all the time praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala loves when we praise Allah Rabbul Izzat. And it is only becoming that there is no moment that we can't be praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we just ponder every split second, whatever I'm doing is only as Allahu Akbar. Mufassirin explained, just look at your own fingers and how they moving, what kind of springs Allah has put in our fingers. Can tell all the specialists in the world to try and show us where it is and how Allah Ta'ala has given it to us. One small pain in one small finger, then a person realizes. But Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize, this you'll only get from the men of Allah Ta'ala, like our Shaykh, our Mashaykh, who opened the eyes of our heart. Then Hazrat says, automatically when you engage in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, now you'll want to spend more time in the masjid. And then you'll want to be engaged with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala gave us namaz. And what a way to get engaged and connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any problem you got, 2 rakat salatul hajat, 2 rakat salatul tawbah. And in 2 rakat namaz, you can make the niyat of salatul shukr, salatul tawbah, salatul istighfar. Now we came from different places, salatul safar. All this Allah Ta'ala has put for us in a small package, but myself just unmindful. With all the problems, we still want to be worried of entertainment. Allah save me, all of us. Hazrat says, make yourself sajjad, a person who makes a lot of sajda. In other words, any problem, you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And that is what Allah Ta'ala wants. And then Hazrat says, automatically, قلب و جاتو کو اس در پہ عباد کر اور سکون دل و جا کو خلات کر. We all looking for peace and contentment and the real everlasting peace. خالدین فیہا ابدا ان الذین آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. Just bring iman and now start doing good deeds. Make tawbah, istighfar. Allah has got such palaces for us. And the real enjoyment there, Allahu Akbar, fi maqadi sidqin inda maliki muqtadir. The majlis of Allah Rabbul Izzat, which Allah Ta'ala has prepared for the muttaqeen. That majlis, you'll forget the enjoyment of Jannat at that time. It will all be cold, because the creator of Jannat is more beautiful, or the enjoyments of Jannat. Allah Rabbul Izzat, the enjoyment to be in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that our Dada Shaykh has taught us in this world already. نقش قدم نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کہے جنت کے راستے اللہ جل جلالہ سے ملاتے سنت کے راستے. We all say جنت is still far, but like our Hazrat explains that in this world when you get an iota, not even iota, just a billionth of an iota of the marifat of Allah and Allah Ta'ala's azmat and love penetrates the heart, you can't enjoy making the zikr of Allah, you can't enjoy making tilawat of Quran Kareem. Then a person will get peace and happiness. And outwardly in this world, conditions will come. But a person can be how sick, he can be in what other problems, but you won't find him complaining. However Allah Ta'ala has kept us, that is the best way and we should be happy. Ask for afiyat, salamat all the time. But under all conditions, make sabr or shukr and be in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat says, your heart and your body, everything will be a real abad. And that is for what Allah created us. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Become the true slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't turn to anybody else for assistance. It is only Allah ta'ala who is there for us. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Beg Allah Ta'ala to make us His close and true servant. And finally, beautifully, our Hazrat says, so beautiful, if you want this everlasting enjoyment and you want good conditions in this world, as Allah Ta'ala explains many places in the Quran Kareem, just one example, Allah Ta'ala says, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً. So many cities in this world that Allah gave them such peace, such enjoyment, their risk used to come to them. But instead of making shukr to Allah Ta'ala, becoming appreciative, we went beyond the limits and we got overtaken with the luxuries of this world. And then Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, brought such conditions as if fear became our clothing, poverty became our clothing, And that also Allah Ta'ala has brought all, brings all these conditions, that fafirru ilallah, run to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the only way, come back onto the sunnah lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat addressing himself, but actually for this useless servant myself, to realize apni khushiyon ko, Hazrat addresses himself, Hazrat Shah Muhammad Akhtar sahab, rahmatullahi alayhi, to barbaad kar. Hazrat says, all you have to do, destroy your own pleasures, your own happiness. Aur apne Rab ki khushi se dil abad kar. And now whatever is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in your ibadat and everything according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then your heart will be all the time inhabited with the nur of Allah, and you won't be worried that there can be turmoil outside, but you'll be at ease, you won't even know this problem outside. And as Hazrat says, sadly we're living in this condition, so you come to know there's sports, there's evil taking place, you won't even know those things. Allah give me tawfiq and understanding that we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg Allah ta'ala for forgiveness and out of His mercy make us His close.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem amma ba'd. Sumunan Ashraf Ali Talbi rahmatullahi alayhi, in this kitab he is writing that we are going through certain conditions in life and we've got two worlds, the world of this world and the year after, and we realize that the year after is for the believers. But many of us do not understand, and in this worldly life also is for the believers. But unfortunately we have gone away from deen, and that is why we are going through conditions. So he says, if we believe in the correctness of Nabi alayhi salam's diagnosis, and we practice accordingly, then so much Allah Ta'ala will cure us of our divine, with such divine remedies. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conveyed his message to mankind with the greatest of affection and love and clarity. There is no doubt in it. Now, to apply the prescription offered by Nabi alayhi salam depends on the fortune and misfortune of people. If you apply it, you will be fortunate. If you don't apply it, you will be unfortunate. Those who decide to accept the prescription will be fortunate and successful, while those who reject it will be encumbered with misfortune and failure. Whoever in the past did accept and utilize the divine prescription, he attained success, rectitude and prosperity. Muslims who have neglected the divine prescription, despite their love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have nevertheless been blessed. The reason for them being blessed in spite of their negligence is their belief and love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This blessing is actually their deprivation. They are being deprived of worldly success and prosperity. This deprivation is a warning to them to realize their error and reform their condition. Such a warning then is a blessing in actual fact. So those who have got, they got iman, but they haven't got they're not following completely, so Allah Ta'ala deprives them of dunya also. And those they bereft of faith and love, that is the kuffar, they are granted leeway because of the misfortune of their evil. They obtain temporary and superficial success and prosperity, but in the year after they will be deprived of all prosperity and goodness. Thus, a prosperity at the end of which is misfortune and calamity is not prosperity yet in reality. In addition to the failure, future failure and adversity which will be their fate in the akhirat, they discern themselves to be without peace, tranquility and sweetness of life, despite their possession of external worldly comforts and luxuries. About such temporary success coupled with failure in the year after, the Quran Karim says, what? Do they think that they are a bestowal of wealth and sons to them? We are hastening goodness for them? In fact, they do not understand. Allah, in another ayat, Allah says, do not let their wealth or their children surprise you. Verily Allah intends to punish them in the life of this world therewith, and their souls will depart while they are disbelievers. Since it has been established beyond doubt that success and prosperity are confined to the prescriptions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it devolves as a necessary farz obligation upon our Muslim brothers who are informed of the disease but do not know the prescription to abandon their neglect, ignorance and indolence and laziness. It is incumbent upon them to utilize these divine and proven prescriptions so that they attain all forms of prosperity and success in abundance in both this world and the akhirat, keeping it in view easy acquisition of benefit and the acceptability of the call, the da'wah to the masses. I have written in this book certain laws which are simple to learn and practice. I am presenting this to my brothers. The various parts are iman, knowledge, salat, zakat, Quran, morals, transactions, acquisition of halal, abstinence from extravagance, stories of the awliya, dua, etc. Looking at the nature of this book, I have called it Hayatul Muslimin, or the life of Muslims. I have described the various chapters as arwah, souls, which are in fact the foundations of or essence, existence of life. So every person needs a soul to love. So he's mentioned the spiritual souls, 25 souls. A variety of effects and impressions ensue therefrom, from these arwah, different kinds of benefits a person will acquire from all of these arwah, from these souls for the Muslims. As it says, Allah is the dispenser of guidance, and in His power is protection and assistance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.